Has the excitement kind of settled down after getting your name called last night?
No, not at all. I woke up this morning and it's still so unbelievable. Just so I can say I'm a Colt, and just such a great organization. You know, I watched the last season every Sunday. Just, you know, what they've been through and going to the playoffs, and it's just so inspiring. And I can say I'm going to be a part of this. I'm so excited. And organization, man. And when I came to that, you know, spot, he came up to my shoulder and I said, I bet they're going to take you now. And I was just, you know, just waiting and just waiting. Like, the excitement, you know, just come pumped up. And I was like, please call me. If not, I'm going to, like, you know, like, it's going to be so disappointing just because everybody was building up with the Colts, you know, in my internal circle. But then it happened and I was so excited, you know. I can't describe it, you know. Like, my last, you know, 6-7 years, you know, what I sacrificed, you know, just to be in the NFL. And now I'm, like, in the NFL. And it's such an amazing team.
Your parents haven't seen you play?
No, they never see me. They never see me play in America. They see me play back in the day in Berlin.
Do you have an inspiration, international inspiration, if you will? Somebody from another country who made it in the NFL, a guy you looked at growing up and said, he did it, I can do that?
No, I'm not the type of guy who has role models. I was just... My inspiration is myself, just to trying to prove that, you know, if you want something, you can go get it, but you have to, you know, you have to work hard for it and put that effort in. And this is how I lived my last eight years. And I went from place to place to place. I have to, you know, prove myself every time. You know, people always doubt me, and I was just loving it. You know, when it comes to the football players, I don't have a role model, but I watch every defensive end out there. Every Sunday, I watch, like, you know, 5 games till I get tired of watching football, just watching those DNs and trying to pick up things. And there's so many great players in the league, and it's not, I like one guy more than the other. It's just, you know, I have so much respect for those people who made it to the NFL and who stayed there and played really, really well. I was never that kid. Now, I never had posters of somebody at my wall. No,
soccer fan?
I know. I was, you know, I'm a soccer fan. Where, you know, I cheer for my country, for the team Germany when it's the World Cup and stuff. But I don't have a favorite player. It's just how I am.
Did you have a moment, either back in Germany or maybe early at Florida State, where it clicked and you said, "I might be good at this"?
It was back in Germany, you know, when I was like 15, my head coach Joe Hoffman, he said, you have potential, like, you should go over there and, you know, just try to go the American way, high school, college to the NFL. And since then, I knew I can do it. And, I mean, if I wouldn't believe in it, you know, 100%, I would never made it that far. So the last, you know, 6 years, I was believing in that I can make it. But, of course, I just say it like that, but I really, you know, 2 years ago, before my sophomore year, I was named starter for the Florida State Seminoles. I knew, wow, you can not only, like, you know, make it, you can make, you know, you can get drafted pretty high, you know, and it's just, you know, really, really amazing to see my biography just for myself, you know, what I accomplished so far.
When you look at players in the league, do you say that's kind of the way I play, or is there a player you think you sort of?
No, there's no one player I try to, like, you know, resemble or compare myself to. Like I said earlier, like, I'm just trying to, you know, Drew Freeney, Rob Mathis, J.J. Watt, Alden Smith, you know, you have all those great pass rushers. Everybody does something else really good, and I'm just trying to see, well, you know, what works good, and maybe I'm going to pick something up, you know. It's all about, you know, muscle memory. There's a lot of muscle memory involved, and the more you see stuff, the more you're going to pick it up and do it yourself.
What would be the toughest transition going from really a 4-3 end, which is kind of what you've been, to a 3-4 outside linebacker?
Biggest position is probably just, you know, that you're going to drop a little more, and you have to learn more from the defense and just, you know, the whole defense. And I don't see it's going to be a big problem for me. You know, I love football so much. I'm going to invest. I love studying, you know, film, playbook, scouting reports, and I just can't wait, you know, get started, get that playbook, and just, you know, get ahead, you know. Just learning the defense.
You mentioned you connected with Coach Pagano. How did you connect with him? How did you find him?
He came to Florida State, and he was just, you know, so, I don't even know how to describe. He was just so happy, you know, like, he was happy that, you know, I gave him the chance that he can work me out, kind of thing, you know, like, I was like, Coach, like, I'm happy that you came down, that you worked me out and you give me the chance, you know, to prove myself. And he's like, you know, don't worry about it. You proved it in your college career that, you know, we can come down and work you out. And it's just, you know, that, you know, he's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched him on TV and the whole thing, like, you know, last year was just so inspiring. You know, he's a different type of coach, and I'm so happy that I'm going to play for him. And I can't wait that he's going to start, you know, coaching me and yelling me on at the practice field. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait.
Jordan, would you introduce your guest with you today?
That's my wife, Denise.
You obviously watched the NFL back home. How much?
I didn't watch it much. I played a lot of Madden. So honestly, I knew a lot about the NFL just because of the video game. And then I watched every Monday morning, you know, 6 a.m. before I went to school. I watched the highlights on NFL.com. Because in Germany, you can only watch the games on ESPN America, and this is like, you know, you have to pay for it. But, you know, I never had the money, you know, to pay for it, so I didn't have the chance to watch it. So I had to go, you know, the online way, you know.
Maybe your folks can be hooked up with that.
Yeah, I take care of them now. Like, I'm gonna make sure they can watch me, you know.
Was your goal growing up just to play maybe in NFL Europe? NFL was a pipe dream at that point?
Yes. When I was 12, you know, in that flag football time, when the NFL Europe was still existing, every weekend we went to every game, you know, just having a blast, me and my friends. And we were sitting in the stands like, oh, look at this guy. We want to play for the Berlin Thunders. We want to make it to the NFL Europe. And then from the NFL Europe, hopefully you can get a practice squad spot. This is how I thought when I was in that age. And now I'm sitting here. I'm a first-round pick. I can't describe, you know, how crazy that is. And but at that time it was really NFL Europe, you know. When they closed, it was a crush. Like, I was so disappointed. I was like, how am I gonna make it now? But then I had that program, international student program, and it took a little longer, but took a little different road. But it was a great experience, a great journey. And now I found my home, and I can't wait, you know, just move into the city and play for this team.
How did your accent go over in Tallahassee and with your football teammates?
Oh. I'm always a joke wherever I go, you know. I accept that role, and I speak, you know, at home, I speak with my wife German all the time, so I'm not going to lose that accent. And I know he is, you know, all the people are going to, you know, crack jokes about me, but, you know, I'm that type of guy, I can laugh at myself, you know. And I love when, you know, people try to do my voice, and it doesn't sound even close, you know, but it sounds funny, you know. But, so, and then, you know, always the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, I have to say, I can bet, you know, the first 3 days I'm gonna have to say all these quotes, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just everywhere I go I have to do it, and I gotta get used to it. But yeah.
Can you do a few Arnold for us today?
No, I can't, because I'm so bad at it. I'm really bad at it. Because I just can't get that excitement into it, you know, and that doesn't sound good. So people get really disappointed with, like, you know, they hear I have an accent, but then I can't say like Arnold, you know. They get really disappointed.
Nickname that you like or that has come along with all that?
I mean, just because I'm German, you know, like every German football player is a Germinator for some reason, you know. I know three Germinators already, you know, like there are three German football players, everybody's a Germinator. And then the radio, you know, Tallahassee just did the Von Stryker thing. Doesn't even sound German, but everybody just liked it, you know. So it's, you know, a few nicknames. They have Berlin Wall, you know, just because I'm from Germany, all these, like, you know, nicknames. But there's not one particular one everybody says. Everybody makes up their own, you know, because nobody can pronounce my first name.
Make sure we do it right then.
Yeah, it's Bjorn, and my last name is Werner. See, you can't even say it's Bjorn Werner, but in English it's Bjorn Werner, you know, because you guys, huh?
Do you prefer Werner?
If you promise you can say Bjorn Werner, you can say it. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But most of the time they ask me, like, that's a quick story right here. First year, I was my second year at Florida State, I was a starter. And you know how they do they call your name in the stadium? And the guy asked me before, how you pronounce your name? And I told him exactly how to pronounce it. I go out there, he pronounced my name totally wrong, you know? He just messed it up so bad that I said, just go back to the English version. Like, that makes no sense, you know? And so I'd rather stick with the English one if nobody can say it, you know?
Speak any other languages?
No, that's enough. Two languages is enough for me.
came to the States?
In Germany, you take, you know, as a second language. Like, you know, people speak Spanish, you know, French, but nobody can speak it, you know, most of the time. But it was me. I took English, couldn't speak it, though, because, you know, a German lady teaches you English, you know. So you pick a few things, like how are you, what time is it, and stuff like that. But when I came over, yeah, I couldn't speak any English. I had to use, you know, hand signals, and the whole, progress, getting in contact with those high schools, I just used a, you know, translator on the internet, you know. Just emailing back and forth, and, you know, just copy and paste it into the translator. The translator messes up the whole grammar, you know. I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. Then I put my German thing into the translator, and I translate a total different English, you know what I'm saying, because the grammars are different. But, you know, it worked out somehow. So it's not, you know, it wasn't impossible.
The word from yesterday is called Unglaublich.
What do you say?
Unglaublich.
Unglaublich, yeah. It's unbelievable, yeah.
Dictionary. Yeah. The barrier of coming over and having to learn the culture, the language, all that. I mean, I know you're married, so you've obviously done well there, but how difficult has that been just to learn all the... better yet, what's the most difficult thing about having to come over here?
I mean, culture-wise, there's not a big difference. I think the biggest difference is just, you know, like, you're not close to your family, and I was used to having my family around in like a 20-minute radius, you know? You can drive everywhere. And it was just a bigger thing, honestly. And the cultures you think is so different, but it's not, you know? There's just a few small things, you know, stereotype things were actually true. But, like, I lived in both countries for a while now, and I don't think there's much difference just beside the language, you know? It's just so close. Everybody, you know, people are people, you know, humans are humans, and it's just amazing to see that, you know, I can come from a different country and I'm welcomed, and I have a lot of American friends now, and they just, you know, were so, they, you know, first time I came over, you know, people that I don't know just start, hey, how you doing, and just hugging me. I wasn't used to that, you know. That was like, a lot of, like, Americans are so nice. Like, then I met my host family in Connecticut. I went to a boarding school, but I called them my host family, and just because they, you know, they became such great friends, you know, to me, and they just took care of me when I had, you know, like a week break and I couldn't go home. They just took me in their home, and that was just, I met so many nice people here, and it was just amazing.
You know, you're on Twitter a little bit. Yeah. I only saw 100 some odd tweets. Maybe you'll tweet.
I'm just trying to do a little bit, you know, like for the people back in Germany, because they're so, just everybody's just texting. Just trying to, you know, share my experience a little bit, you know, because there's so many kids out there. You want to see what I'm going through. It's impossible to do everything over Twitter, and I don't want to be that guy tweeting every second, you know?
Right. You do have a scary face on there, too. Good to see it's not real. Pat McAfee on Twitter, and this is, I apologize if this isn't original, but he referred to the Bourne supremacy. Bjorn supremacy, yeah. Excuse me, on Twitter last night. You probably heard that a lot.
Oh, yeah, I heard so many things, so trust me. Like, born to be wild, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen it all, like... I can't even tell you all those things like, honestly, like you can ask me everything, you like, even the most appropriate questions, like, I heard it all, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. That's everything out there already. Jimmy Sexton.
How'd you get hooked up with him? Has he got a lot of Florida State guys?
He's with Coach Fisher, my head coach, and I did a little, like, recruiting process, you know, invited, you know, three different agencies, and I just, you know, gave him, you know, an hour and a half, tried to, you know, why should I pick you? And Jimmy Sexton was just, you know, the best of them. I'm so happy I picked him.
So you got to recruit them?
Yeah. Well, that was actually fun, yeah. They were sweating and stuff. Like, I liked it. once in a time, I was the boss.
You mentioned not having posters on your wall growing up. But obviously, if you're successful and you do well, there'll be kids in all over Europe that might have your poster on a wall, yeah. And they might aspire someday to want to be in the NFL. I realize you want to make it first, but how much does that mean to you if you could impact people that were like yourself anywhere in Europe?
I can't even describe how much that means to me, you know. Every time I have the chance to talk to, you know, just younger kids, I'm gonna give them the chance and just try to share something and give them some hope they can do it like I did it. And there's so many football players in Germany right now who just so excited, you know, that I'm a Colt, you know. You don't understand how many Colts fans are over there now. Like, you know, you guys don't understand that. Just because I'm German, you know, and, like, it's so good to see that they all care. There's no jealousy involved. they all just want me to be happy, you know. Most of the football players, I played with them, you know, and the coaches knew, they coached me, and you know, I just left in a good, you know, good standing with them. You know, I was always that nice guy, and I had a lot of friends. And I just, you know, I just want to go back right now and just meet the whole football Germany and like just show them pictures and like just tell them, you know, spread this experience right here.
You said your ceiling is so high. Do you feel like your best football
still? Yes. When you guys look at my game film, you know, like every year I improve so much, and the big reason just because I'm coachable and I'm willing to work. You know, that's what like I've been telling that, you know, all these coaches, like I can't promise you I'm going to be the best pass rusher ever, or best outside linebacker, but I can promise you I'm going to come in and work hard and be really coachable, and I'm going to try to be the best one. And I'm so blessed that, you know, I can be here and just, you know, play for this team.
Describe yourself as a player.
Like I said, hard worker. You know, just willing to learn everything new. Like, if I think I can do something and my coach, you know, criticize what I thought I'm doing good, I'm gonna adjust it because my coach, he knows what's best for me. And I just, you know, Every time I mess something up or I don't do the right thing, I just thinking about, you know, the sacrifice I did. Why would you mess it up? You know, it's just that internal motivation. You know, I have a lot of people behind me, and I always think about, you know, there's so many people who want to be at my, you know, my spot, and this just keeps me motivated. You know.
You're in Tallahassee now, I assume.
Yeah.
To come up here for rookie mini camp in
2 weeks.
2 weeks, I guess, and then you'll just wait till your contract's done, yep, to join the team. I mean, what will you do between now and?
I'm just trying to move here as soon as possible. You know, just settle in so I can focus about football. You know, I don't even know the schedule. So I just know in 2 weeks I have rookie mini camp, and I'm gonna be here for a month and a half, and I'll have some off time, and then camp starts. That's all I know so far. And just trying to, you know, just get settled in as fast as possible. You know, so I have a home, and so my wife has a home too. You know, so I don't have to worry about. And then I just, you know, that I can play football and just focus about that.
You look forward to seeing yourself in the Madden game?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome. I was never the NCAA guy, you know. That's why I never bought a game. But, man, I'm going to buy it, you know.